I'm still testing. It's good. I want to make sure everything is perfect. Let's do 2-3 more minutes of this.
It looks perfect. Let's just start the show. Hold on. If you want to keep testing, I have about 15 text messages and a missed call right now.
No, I take it all back. My attempted humor has backfired. Welcome to At Least I Have You. The new improved version of At Least I Have You.
What's new and improved, Jeff?
I'm talking in a smoother, more radio-like voice. Instead of my typical mumbling.
Your typical and horse bumbling. Shit.
Yeah. Let's just say that I'm trying this week.
That's all I've ever asked for.
So welcome to At Least I Have You, starring me, Jeff Brousseau, the walrus. And also alongside me is the wonderful, entertaining Mr. Raw Dog and Mad Doe, and Danny Summertime, the Autumn Wasp.
Put it together. Dude.
Guys, it's...
Now I've lost me and the headphones. Why do you continue turning things?
Jeff!
Bro, this is how I talk.
I was turning the main up, and I was turning the headphones
down.
You
know, bros, one thing we don't do is we don't criticize the show.
I'm going to hire a fucking producer because I am so sick of this shit. You guys have no idea how hard I work to make this show sound not like shit. Because you guys can't ever... Just monitor how close or how fucking far you are.
Look at how I'm sitting.
Yeah, 20 minutes from now, you are going to be slumped further down into that couch, and your microphone is going to be 6 inches from your face. And then I'm going to go like this. Oh. I'm going to do this motion. I'm going to be like, pull your mic down, Jeff. Pull your microphone down.
As a producer, I think it's important that you understand how to talk to the talent, sir.
Hey.
I am the talent.
Hey, or you'll be yelling, you know, like almost like right now. You're like almost yelling. So I'm just going to talk in this same monotone voice literally the entire show.
Let's all just bring it down.
Just take it right here. Welcome to Sunday Smooth Hour on 94.9 KUPD. We are hitting it hard today with the best in smooth jazz. First up, this is Jackson Wilwright, 1945. This real cool drive cat. Let's just play this out.
I'm just going to let that go as long as you're going to do it.
You guys, I think we really have a chance in jazz radio, actually.
Yeah.
Jazz acapella radio.
I don't know that. I don't know how they do it. I was running out of spit.
NPR and all that jazz.
The Scat Cats.
AM NPR station.
Isn't a Scat Cat?
Welcome to the Scat Cats.
Isn't a Scat Cat when you go to
Danny
the
Summertime and me on the cats.
I'm going to use that intro instead of the original one that was really slow and boring.
Welcome to the Scat Cat.
Anyway, hi, guys.
Hello.
How's everybody's week?
It's been all right.
We should just change the subtitle of our show to just Three Bros Checking In.
So, dude.
So my buddy called me last night. See what I was doing
he
today.
He called you?
Yeah. We're grown men. And we call.
So why didn't he send you a dick pic?
Yeah, no DPs?
No.
That's what I send to Daniel every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
Yep, 9 a.m.
9 a.m. DP.
9 a.m. sharp.
The Tuesday
morning
dick pic.
No, he called me. He called me and he was wondering what I was up to. And I said something and he goes, can you fuck it, bro? And
he's like,
yeah, I quoted the show.
That's great.
And I love that kind of stuff.
My barber was talking about the show while I was getting my hair cut this morning.
She got sweet sniz. By the way, I don't know which
I'm
one of
so
you said.
I'm so excited for her to hear you say that.
I can't believe, I don't know which one of you guys put the word sniz in my head, but I haven't been unable to stop saying it since.
Well, I say it.
I said it at a business
all
meeting.
The time.
And I did a snap, snap, snap. What's up, sniz? Let's get them sniz in the third quarter.
Did they know what you meant?
I think my thrusting motions made it clear.
You were standing up in the meeting. Everyone else is sitting down. You're humping
just
the air.
My rock hard, just pushing through these slacks.
They're just watching one button unbutton at a time as it gets as the pressure becomes too much for my jeans.
And then like a weird like steam whistle starts to happen.
And then just.
But it's just the T. It's just the T.
Yeah. I alternate eye contact from each member of the around the table.
Like in a TED Talk?
Button.
And then that's when I reveal that I have tearaway pants on.
I've never seen someone's dick Hulk Hogan their pants off.
Danny, you were in Los Angeles this week, right?
I was.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I had fun. I did a set, and I bombed.
Nice.
It's hard to tell if you're really bombing in L.A. It always feels like you're bombing in L.A. when you're not necessarily bombing in
L.A.
The
audience was like smiling the whole time.
It's about the most you can hope for in L.A.
And I got a few smattered laughs.
What's funny is that what happens is those comics in L.A. get to the point where they think that's doing well.
God, it was awful.
And then they get their own TV show.
It
a week
so,
later.
It was pain. Like, I
think
they
think that's great.
I did 12 minutes of material in 8 minutes because I just, like, there was no, I couldn't, I was just like, next, 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 next.
I think the only thing you have to do is you already did part one. It's a 3-part thing. You do part one, you that's done, was go do a show in LA. You did that. Mm-hmm. Then you come up with a show idea for a TV. You already have one, a great one. Now, part three, all you need to do, it's so easy. You just go to a party, get some girl to invite you to a party with some industry folk.
Type.
Industry types. Find a guy who says he's a producer and tell him, yeah, I'm just like blowing up right now. I got this show idea. It'd be super cheap. Everybody would be into it. Boom. Next thing you know, you're fucking Louis C.K.
I thought, see, now my plan was very similar. Go to a party, find a guy who produces stuff, tell him how hot I am right now.
Then blow him.
No, then fuck his wife and get the upper hand.
I actually think you should do him, yeah.
You're going off.
What if
Mr. Robot?
Yeah,
Mr. Robot plan.
Wait,
which I still never quite understood. That
I'm only halfway through the first episode of season two.
Well, it happened in season one.
Okay, good. Woo. Oh god,
dummy!
I heard season two is getting real losty. I heard it's turning into Lost.
Yeah, they might have jumped it.
You know what though? I'm totally cool if they turn it into Lost. I don't care. I hope that all of a sudden we find out that they're living on an island and that the Dharma Initiative is behind everything.
And then the island moves and there's only one sub.
what if they literally just did Lost?
I'd be so happy.
All of a sudden,
I liked Lost.
What if three quarters of the way through the second season of Mr. Robot, a man turns up who named Morpheus. And he offers him two different pills. One where things can remain the same, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And another if he wants to see how far the rabbit hole goes.
And then he takes the blue pill, and then all of a sudden he gets a call.
He takes the blue pill, then has an erection for 4 hours.
And Jack's like, Elliot, we got to go back to the island. And it didn't remain the same. Yeah, everything...
This week's episode brought to you by the blue pill from the Matrix.
It'll take you down a rabbit hole, and if you have an erection lasting more than 4 hours, please consult the physician.
Please consult the one.
You'll be so hard.
Please consult the one.
You'll be so hard. You'll be okay with banging Trinity.
Oh yeah, what was her deal?
What was wrong with Trinity?
Nothing was wrong with Trinity.
What?
I mean, you know,
I wouldn't hit
Carrie
it.
Moss's eye.
So
let me just pull real quick. You were great in Memento.
Let me just pull real quick from the misogyny circle that I have going on here.
Matt can't be a misogynist because he's gay.
Yeah, it's impossible.
I can call
Carrie Moss toots.
Because he's fucked another dude, he's inherently a feminist.
Yeah. Like, I'd be like, you sassy
he
bitch.
Understands it. Yeah, you can call any woman a bitch you want, yeah, and it's cute.
Yeah.
Bitch.
You bitch. You oh, my God. You're bitch. Such a slut.
See, like, that's not, know. That's not know, shaming.
Right? Oh, my God. Let me touch your boobs. Because I'm like, me too. They are so weird. I love your boobs.
Can you hold a pencil under them? That's the test.
What? What? Oh, I get it. I can do that. I can. I
that's
can.
How you know you got good boobs, if you can hold a pencil in the room.
All right. Well, you guys strike you interested now?
What?
What?
You know what? I would. I might try that on myself, but I'm not ready to cry today.
You haven't. It's 11:30 in the morning. You haven't cried yet?
No, not yet.
See, I woke
is
up
the depression
sobbing.
Passing?
No, not quite.
Not quite. Jeff, you have a bicycle in a box.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna start riding it. Probably starting on Tuesday.
Nice. When did you get it?
Is it Dutch?
Got it last week.
Sweet. It was blocking the garage door when we got here.
Good
yeah,
for
it just
you,
got
Jeff.
Delivered.
Good for
was
you.
The plan,
well, I've been talking about it for
was
a
Was the
long
plan
time.
Like, I'm going to put it together before the show? Like,
and ride that, it like, around during the show. Jim Jarmusch.
The plan was to put it together, and I haven't managed to
I don't
do
know that that's
going to
be big enough for you. It's a 54 centimeter? You're like a 57, 60.
How many centimeters
I intentionally didn't go to it was too. I wanted something a little bit shorter.
Is it a BMX, Jeff?
Here's the reason.
Are you gonna
I got a tall upper body.
Sure.
Don't come at me with this long torso.
I got a long torso. I do not
My
have
nickname
super.
Nickname in high school was torso.
I don't have that long of legs, so I figured I'd go with something safe. I don't want to be up on my tippy toes looking like a dork.
You can lower the seat a little bit. The frame is also so that your upper, like your, if you have long arms, you definitely want a slightly longer frame.
It's true. I probably fucked it up. Great.
You definitely
Thanks.
Did.
I might
you
as well
made
just
a
send
huge
it back.
Yeah, just
well,
send
that's
it
the
back.
Reason I'm not going to be riding that.
Eat a whole chicken for lunch.
I'm not going to be riding that thing. I'll just, you know what? I'm going to put 30 pounds on. Great.
Yeah, I'm going to just.
Thanks, wrong sized bike.
I'm just going to start eating McDonald's on the bus like every other piece of shit.
I can't take, I can't, I'm at my breaking point on the bus like I've been every week, but it just seems to get worse.
I'm at my breaking point with the place that I park my car at the airport.
Once a bum started farting on the bus, that's the new thing they've started doing. Anyway, go ahead.
No, you please. That yours is obviously
okay,
more interesting
all right. There
than
seems
my
to be
shuttles
a trend.
Being late.
Seems to be a trend where before the thing that was bothering me, and they still do this on almost every bus, is nobody has headphones if they're a bum. They just, not even necessarily a bum. They just start playing their phone as loud as they can with no headphones.
They have phones?
Then they had the guy.
Oh, yeah, bums have phones. It's 26.
Then they had the
what?
One guy who
bums
blooped.
Are on Tinder.
I didn't know bums had phones.
And then another guy, my favorite guy, who's the one who just wirelessly hooked up his Bluetooth speaker on the back of the bus and cranked it.
Was it good music?
No, it's fucking awful. And then
Matt, have you ever been in a place where somebody was blasting music publicly and it was good?
Yeah, you ever felt like, you know what? Wow, I wonder what song that is.
Let me sound
well,
that.
Well, at every at every wedding they play "Don't Stop Believin'." So yes.
No, but I mean like a public situation. Weddings are private.
Oh, not if you're not invited.
So then it went on from there. Then there was just the yelling, the violent guys, and now it appears to be, for whatever 3 days in a row. Different people were farting or crapping their pants on the bus, and it was just too much. It's just too much. I got music going on one side. I'm smelling bum ass over here.
Dude, I think you just need to, you know, if you can't beat them, join them. I think you just need to come in with a giant ass boombox playing tape, a tape deck boombox, with your ass already full of shit. And just squeeze it around and start, you know, I'm shitty today. Ooh, I'm shitty today.
Just to make a point?
Yeah. These are the beats.
I would just be, like everybody else on the bus. I had a girl said on Facebook the other day, someone literally crapped their pants on the bus and they had to like clear the bus out. I mean, that's what I'm dealing with.
I mean, isn't the solution we just need porta potties on these buses?
So they can go shoot up in the bathroom on the bus?
No. It's like prison stalls.
Where else would you want them to shoot up on the bus?
they're prison stalls. It's just a toilet. But if you if you're gonna shit your pants,
like the Greyhound.
No, no, no. There's no walls.
No wall. Just a toity.
Yeah, like yeah.
Yeah, that's there's no.
Because yeah, it's, that'd go it's over like well. It's for emergencies only. Like if you're about to shit in a bus, just go put it down that hole we got.
Yeah, I don't want
the back of the bus.
It's bad. Like you know, hear me when I was complaining about people listening to their phones without the headphones. I don't think I want to watch them shit on the bus either. That's right. Yeah. I don't think that's any better, really.
Don't judge me for what I like.
Anyway, I'm ready to ride the bus or ride my bike. It's gonna be fun. I got a helmet.
I got a little
messenger bag. I'm ready to go.
You know what I want you to do? Get a Bluetooth speaker that you can like tie down to your bike and just mm-hmm. blast whatever music you
they
want
actually make,
as you're cruising around.
They actually make water bottles that have Bluetooth speaker tops that fit in the little water bottle holder on bicycles. And they have the one that I've seen has like LED lights in it so it can flash different colors to the beat, dog. It's pretty dope.
That is a dope.
By the way,
thing.
Have you noticed that most of Matt's revenges eventually involve a pants full of shit
or a dick full of piss?
It's something nobody likes. Nobody likes shit in their pants.
No one does like shitting their pants. It's been a little while for me, but yeah. But I went out with some friends the other night. I think it was on Wednesday, and went out for a couple beers. And I
how many is a couple? 12.
We didn't go out too long. No. But in that period of time, I had to crap in two different bars, and I'm like, I don't think I can do this anymore.
Yeah. I can't live like this.
I can't be crapping in bars. It's not okay.
It's not okay.
That's not all right.
It's not good for you. It's not good for the bar. It's not good for anyone else who has to use that
bars
bathroom.
Bars only have...
You should never speed wipe in a public place.
There are two things that you're that are acceptable to do in bar bathrooms. Cocaine and fucking a stranger. And that's it.
That's what they're for.
You're not supposed to do anything else in there.
I don't care though. I don't have a problem exhaust my bowels. I don't care where I do it. I'll do it anywhere.
I know you don't care.
I'll do it anywhere.
Well, I can tell you.
You know why?
It.
Because I'm a human and I shit.
75% of the time I walk into the office bathroom at work, I see Matt's flip-flops under the stall door.
I can tell you don't care about where you go because you use the word exhaust my bowels.
Yeah.
That's up there with enjoying the female form.
I knew you were going to say the female form. She was a saucy tart.
Something really good did happen to me this week. Next to my house in Wallingford, they opened the new Azelle's Chicken.
Oh, that's exciting.
So
that's not bad.
It's now definitely within appropriate Postmate range.
Are you still allowed within 500 yards of an Azelle's?
Yeah, I am.
That's the restraining order.
For those who don't know, Azelle's is Oprah Winfrey's favorite chicken. And for one reason or another, I really take her chicken opinion highly. So it's now my favorite chicken.
You know, this is going to sound, I don't know how this sounds. Doesn't matter, but I knew Azelle's was good because I went into an Azelle's, in a white neighborhood and it was all black dudes inside the thing. And I feel the same way when I go inside of a Mexican restaurant. If there's just white people, I don't trust the Mexican food, but if it's Mexican, and I am sorry that I'm a loose, but I am saying that I think.
No, you're just saying
they know their chicken.
Yeah, white people can't
they know their barbecue.
Judge other people's cultural delicacies.
But anyway, that sounded. Let's strike that from the show.
I don't know how that sounded. You know how chicken and waffles got started, and I don't know if this is true, but I believe it is.
But I'm gonna say it like it is.
From what I've heard, during slavery, the slaves would be given. They would do like chicken dinners. The plantation owners, mm-hmm. the slave owners, would have chicken dinners, and then they would have waffles the next morning, and they would give them to the slaves at the same time, and the slaves were eating them like in tandem together. And then Thomas Jefferson saw them doing this and like really enjoying it and decided he wanted to try that. So he ordered one of his house slaves to mix mm-hmm. him up some chicken and waffles, and boom, that's how the Southern delicacy was born.
The delicacy.
So
nobody looked that up.
Don't look it up, but everything that's good about America.
Nobody snopes that.
Trust your history to Raw Dog and Matt Doe.
Everything that's good that happened to America came out of slavery.
Can we start a segment, Matt? Okay.
I need to finish that thought.
I'm going to stop talking until you correct what you just said.
No, chicken and waffles and the blues, which, you know, generated jazz, rap, R&B, rock and roll. Essentially, all good music. Are a result of oppression
I wasn't waiting
white
for
devils
you,
put on them.
I wasn't waiting for you to name good things that came out of slavery. Yep. I was waiting for you to say, like you said, all good things in America came out of slavery. I was waiting for you to say, and a lot of horrible things.
Oh, right. Yeah, I mean, no, slavery is the worst. I'm just saying, okay. Like, everything America does is bad. Everything.
Because, like, if you had said that with a joking tone, I would have been okay with it. But you were like, no, everything good.
And there's
like,
only...
like, the way that I talk about the Holocaust, I make it pretty clear, I think, with my tone that I'm joking.
You do?
No. It was an absolute necessity, and it fell shy of perfection.
Well, it's also a lot of times while you're talking about the Holocaust,
I'm jerking
it's that you're goose-stepping while you do it. It's a weird...
But... We're about to see, you know, Hitler's vision finally realized, I think.
He's masturbating. That was funnier. Anyway, what?
I'm just saying, like, it's coming to fruition, and it's going to be all Daniel's fault.
Looks like Trump's going to be the man. He's going to be our president.
I think we're going to see a turn of the tide after the debates tomorrow night. You guys going to watch the debates?
No, you think that. The debates don't matter anymore.
You mean because people are just...
You remember in the past when it would turn an election? Doesn't matter anymore.
I don't know. I think
Bush.
It's the best.
Bush got hammered in every debate for 8 years.
Yeah, but remember when?
Over two elections.
This is probably going to prove your point, I guess. But it's also going to prove how stupid people are, because Kennedy essentially won because Nixon looked not even how he debated, just because he looked better than Nixon on TV. So it didn't even matter like what Kennedy said. He could have come out and been like, tacos.
Nixon was all like, I'm not wearing makeup.
He was all like clammy and shit.
And he also was wearing they told him you have to wear certain types of suits.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't look, and he wore like a brown suit or something. And he looked terrible.
Yeah. Television at back then, you had to wear makeup in certain colors, and he just wouldn't buy into it. And Kennedy looked like an actual human being. On the television screens.
And Nixon looked like a cartoon. But I don't think anybody... It doesn't seem to matter anymore.
Guys,
we know
a lot about history.
Trump,
yeah, we're...
Trump,
we're
Trump came out... Trump came out, made the... to a sign to about a disabled guy. Didn't change anything. He came out... he's putting Jennifer Flowers, the woman who slept with Hillary Clinton's husband, Bill... in the front row of the audience at the debate, and no one seems to be mad about that. He invited her to sit in the front row so Hillary could see her. That's the kind of dude we're dealing with. Doesn't seem to
matter.
I can
bring any guest I want.
And
I got plus one, I'm going to use it.
His idea was he doesn't seem to matter what he says. It doesn't matter. There's enough. And then I saw this thing that so there's that shooting in Burlington mm-hmm. over the weekend, where the news originally said he was Hispanic, and of course when it came out that he was Muslim descent, Twitter went crazy, and the guy had said he was a Hillary supporter, so then they've all jumped to the thing that all Muslim terrorists support Hillary Clinton, and it's going crazy on Twitter. Yeah,
I'd love to see you prove that that's not true.
We're not dealing
by
with
polling Muslim terrorists.
We're not mm-hmm. dealing with like a real smart electorate.
No, that's true.
But Jeff, he's just telling it like it is. He's speaking his mind.
The mind of lunacy.
You know how politicians are supposed to speak their mind, right? Like they're supposed to tell you their opinion on everything. They're not supposed to speak the conscience of their delegates. They're supposed to tell you what they want.
And they're
but
not.
Everybody
they're
loves
not,
me. I'm super good. I'm super good at this.
They're just supposed to say what they want and not actually articulate in any like logical way how they would do the things right. that they want, but just merely wanting it. It's sort of like if you're a kid and you know that Santa Claus isn't real, but you still act like he is to your parents because then you know that they pretty much got to get you whatever you say. It's like that. Trump is just like, well, if I say it, it'll happen.
But you know what?
I want terrorism to end. And I want everyone to be rich, but not as rich as me. No more Mexicans, gays. Just, you know, quiet it down a bit.
Yeah.
Okay? And everyone become an evangelical Christian. Everyone.
Is Donald Trump Christian?
No, he's not Christian.
Oh, he says he is. But you know what's weird is he gets 80% of the evangelicals polling, but Hillary gets more Catholics.
Yeah.
It's because, anyway.
It's because we're smart.
Catholics aren't quite as... Anyway, I'm evangelical, but I don't know. I don't even know how to start with all that.
I don't think he's going to win because I think that Hillary's playing the Electorate College way smarter than he is. He's just kind of going shotgun approach out there, and I think she's just going, I don't really give a shit. I know exactly how to win. I'm just going to...
Same way she beat Bernie, dude.
I'm just going to, you know what, if I have to.
Who everyone liked more.
I'll kill him.
Literally yeah. everybody. I won. If, one out of seven Democrats pulled Hillary.
I have no doubt that if somehow, if Bernie was the candidate, it would be like just, he probably wouldn't even have to do a debate. You're going to debate? Nah, I'm going to win. Who gives a shit?
So can we go back to talking about like jerking off and shitting pants and stuff?
Yeah.
This is getting way out of our...
I try to push the envelope from time to time, you know? I just try to age us up out of like 13 to like 14, but it's all right.
Matt, you got a frontier justice for the Burlington shooter?
I don't really know much about him yet. He killed 5 people, right?
Well, he's a goddamn Muslim Hillary supporter.
Oh, God. Well, then I think we should let him go. What I think we should do is just
get him a bigger gun.
I think we should force him to be a silent cabinet member in Trump's presidency. Ooh. He just has to be there for everything, and he can't touch anyone. No one can touch him, and he gets no vote. But he just gets to listen to. He gets to watch the world burn at the right hand of the devil.
Mm. We're all gonna watch the world burn.
Mm-hmm. Unless Batman saves us.
Oh, the hero we need isn't always the hero, whatever he says.
The hero you want?
I don't know.
The hero you... I don't know. Because he's not the hero we need.
Yeah, whatever.
Something.
What some about
the
heroes.
Hero we deserve.
He's the but not the one...
Wait, what do you mean?
...wrote about in our journals.
What I mean is he's going to go dark until the next movie.
Yeah, I mean, he won't kill back, but he will... I don't know.
He's on media hiatus until the next film.
Yeah, and then he's going to do a press junket.
Batman is back, bitches.
Bitches.
Bring it on, hoodlums, hood rats, Muslims.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey.
You're very quiet. Just soaking it in, just being a silent cabinet member. Matt, how was your week? What'd you eat?
I had a Zell's.
Mm-hmm.
Last night I had some deep dish pizza and some wings.
Where'd you get the deep dish?
Stasia's.
I don't know.
It's good. But I like their regular more. This is the first time I did deep dish. I like just the regular pan tossed.
You ever do the deep at Pachi's?
Yeah, well, that's good with the honey on it. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, baby. What else did I add? I had some barbecue. I had some delicious barbecue pulled pork sandwich.
I thought for sure Jeff would be more interested in what your feet are doing.
They were. I didn't realize.
Oh, it's right there.
Yeah. What else did I do?
I can't see. I'm sitting perfectly with the mic,
well,
like you guys asked me
well,
to.
Thank
you.
Well,
can't see stuff.
There were a couple of... You can move the microphone. It's on like a full like 3-point pivot stand.
But it's good right now, right? I don't want to mess
it
up.
Oh, yeah, you're great.
Did I see a movie? I do this the whole episode.
I saw Snowden. I saw Sully. I have not seen The Magnificent Seven yet, but I really want to. You want to see that movie, you guys? You guys want to see Mag Sev?
I'm not like a Western guy. I know Jeff is.
Jeff, Mag Sev?
Nah.
All right. For Seattle residents who are into movies, the Cinerama, starting October 6th, is doing a limited one-week engagement of Nate Parker's new and first film that he wrote, directed, and starred in, Birth of a Nation.
Are you talking about Trey Parker?
Nate Parker. It's his first film. Birth of a Nation. It looks awesome. It landed the largest Sundance distribution deal in history. It's a definite shoo-in this Oscar season. So mark your calendars and be sure to go see it October 6th.
Why are they only playing it for a week if it's so good?
Well, because there's a lot of other movies coming out. Because
there's a lot of Trump supporters who don't want to see good movies.
There's definitely... I did tell someone I'm close with...
Make another Transformers!
They're making like 8 more, so they got them. But I talked to someone who loves Trump. And she was like, is it going to say that the whole Civil War was about slavery? Because I'm just so sick of that false narrative.
Mm-hmm. What did she think? What did you ask her to elaborate?
Yeah, well, I guess there's like a way you could argue this, but she thinks that the Civil War is really about states' rights versus federal rights and was about...
the state right to own slaves.
Yeah, and the economy. And the only reason that slavery was brought into the war was because the North knew that by abolishing slavery, it would crush the South economy, which it did, and they've never rebounded. But that it was their way of defeating them in the long term and sort of like making the South take a seat back from the rest of the country so that they would never get riled up and try to take us down again. So now they're super dependent on the North still.
What I'm always confused about is they always bring that up like that. So what do you think that – so if everybody said, it's not about – what does it change about anything? It's like their idea of like you have to say that if someone's Muslim. That they're
right.
A Muslim terrorist.
It's like, well,
all
we
you
still
do is
stop
you feed
slavery.
In, you feed into this thing that of us against them if you do that. It's the whole reason they don't say that.
Right.
They don't seem to get that, but it's super important if we know it's Muslim. No, it's not.
That'd
important,
be like
important.
If someone was
it's
like
just terrorism, and it's the same thing with the fucking. We need to change that so that all black people then feel like they have no reason to complain anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, is that their point? I don't even get it.
Well, it's like how Daniel's always saying
because
that...
they've made it into semantics.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's not really... the Civil War wasn't about... Who gives... A, you're wrong. Two, what the fuck does this anything change? Why are you even care?
What was the largest, most impactful outcome of the Civil War? Is it the destruction of the Southern economy, or is it the fact that an entire race of people were freed from subjugation?
B...
Thank you.
Subjugation.
So that's what the war was about.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. Cool. Yeah. Got it.
So, but does that?
So I love the idea though that the idea behind it is, it wasn't about the slavery. It was about subjugating the Southern white man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was about oppressing the Southern white man. Look what happened to us.
They ruined our economy of free human labor.
Which was awesome from our perspective.
Yeah. Which, from where I was sitting.
And that's it continues on.
Atop their bodies.
The moment a white person feels like they get in trouble for saying something on Twitter, it's like, the oppression! It's the same thing with that. Like, oh, look. It was instead about taking the slave. It was about ruining white people's lives in the South. Look what's happened.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We'll rise again. We'll become powerful enough to take slaves.
You want to sit here and tell me that it was about freeing a people, but from whom were they freed? Huh? No one ever talks about that. Huh?
My great-grandpappy had the most beautiful plantation you ever seen.
And he had lost it to the bank.
Now it's a Popeye's chicken.
Look, all these... All these fucking city liberals talk about is rescuing pit bulls, but I'm just trying to fight dogs. What about me? What about me and my dog fighting ring? You're going to come in, kick my door down, and take my dogs that I forced to mate and fight.
That I bought my property.
My property.
And in the Bible, it says I can do whatever I want with my property.
Mm-hmm.
I read that and I...
I could fuck that dog if I want
to. I perceived that verse
and I have.
In a way that was fitting for what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. That one verse I took horribly out of context.
It's the 1,300-page book. And I took five words, and I've based my entire life off that because I like the way that I perceived that.
And two of them is no faggots.
And don't. And don't.
John 6:22. And he said, no faggots shall faggoth upon mine earth.
But the whole thing was, hey, don't put it. Peter, we don't need any more faggots on the fire. And it was just actual pieces of wood.
One man who covets another man's very tight. Very strong ass shall be strucken down and smited.
Mm-hmm. I just realized that the world needs an audiobook of the Bible as read by like some dude named Schultz who's about 75 and from Brooklyn.
A Jew.
Some dude.
You know what? You know what the best
guy named like Henry Schultz,
some Witzefitz, something.
I want to see.
It would sound awesome.
I think the Bible should be written or written.
Written
should be read by. Who's the black comedian who was in the bad accident? Because my brain no longer works.
Oh, Morgan. Morgan.
See, that's
Tracy
why,
Morgan.
Tracy Morgan. I had more. All I could think of was Morgan Freeman over and over again. Freeman would be fine,
it's
too.
It's because you just watched London Has Fallen, huh? So did I. It's good.
No, I will never see London Has Fallen.
It's so bad. Same. It's such a bad movie.
I'm just saying the comedian would be funny. So you want to hear me do my impression of him reading the Bible?
Yeah. God, I'm so ready to mute your microphone.
I don't have one. I'm just kidding.
Matt, what if Eddie Murphy read the Bible?
Eddie Murphy? I don't know.
So good.
They're like, hey, brother, listen, in the beginning, all right, there was the Word, and the Word was good. But it was God was up there by himself as words, and he was bored as shit. So he's like, I'm going to make a universe, right? And it'll only take a week because I got stuff to do. Boom, made the universe, just said bang, that was the big bang, don't get it twisted, and then everybody started banging each other, and eating animals, and eating babies, and he was like, all right, you're all dead now with a water blast, and then shit still got crazy, he turned a bitch into salt, and then nothing got fixed, and he was like, I'm gonna have to kill my baby. These bastards making me kill my baby. So he send the baby down, the baby do good, but then the Jewish people, they done killed the baby, and then the baby died. He went to hell for a few days, came back, boom. Everybody was like, oh, shit. And then he went to heaven, and now he's up here with me, and we're building a tight-ass condominium complex. And then once that's done, we don't know when, the TBD, whenever it's done, then we're going to go
fucking
back down,
permitting.
Kill everybody, and some people coming to heaven, and some people going to hell. And if you tight with us, you come with us. And if you not, deuces.
And ain't no dinosaurs.
Also,
dinosaurs was a lie.
Also, check
that's
out.
That's a really good interpretation of the Bible.
Yeah, that wrapped it up.
Be nice.
That wrapped it up in there's only one rule. Don't be a dick.
Also, check out Shrek 5.
Donkey.
Donkey.
How many of those are there?
There's four, I think, plus some like...
With the original cast and all of them?
Yeah.
Wow.
Each one made like $1 billion.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I saw the first one and then I was
Shrek
like,
five
that's enough.
Shrek 5 is a... they're doing a combination of
live
Shrek
action.
And Ice Age. From never-ending cartoon series put together as one.
And The Land Before Time is in there somehow.
Well, yeah, it's kind of in Ice Age.
Oh, yeah. That was the Land Before Time. Or was it after? I don't know.
It was the land. Yeah, it was the land. Dude, they're at, like, I think they're at Land Before Time 12.
No. Oh, I think it's at least 13.
Land Before Time is like children's version of porn movie sagas. Backdoor Go. Beauties 9. Go. Land Before Time 13. Tucker's Revenge.
I thought you meant more than just in like number of parts.
No, that's all I meant.
I thought there was some sort of weird hidden connotation that I wasn't aware of.
I'm sure there are. I just haven't watched enough.
You need enough time to actually put the two and two together. And
yeah.
It requires a map with like strings going from one thumbtack to another to put it all together. You can't do that just right off the top of your head sitting on a couch.
But if you do that, you'll know who did 9/11.
Like, not just one corkboard. I'm talking like a whole wall. Like
a whole garage.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The floor,
like some
the
Zodiac
ceiling.
Killer tracking shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. I've triangulated why them dinosaurs is a lot like
backdoor
eight black
sluts.
Eyes in a Asian part four.
22 cocks, 3 holes, 16.
I used to make this joke all the time, but it's true. I miss the time when they made like the pornos were like a story. Mm. Now it's just really, really specific to what is going to be in it. So then when you buy a porno or whatever,
how
it's
do you
very
buy a
specific.
Yeah, where do you buy that?
All right. No one does this anymore. It's why I don't do the joke. But but when you got to buy it, it's too much of a window into your soul because it's exactly what you're into as the title of the movie.
You could still.
What I like is large amounts of men's. On a single petite schoolgirl.
Yeah, and if you could fuck her mouth until she gags and cries, God, porn has gotten disgusting.
So you don't like that?
No.
I'm totally into that. I want to see regret.
I want to see.
I'm just trying to be funny. But.
I want to see regret as it happens. I want to see regret unfold in a stranger's eyes.
It makes me think that in 15 years we'll just have literal murder porn, but it won't be fake. It'll just be real.
And that exists.
I know, but like it'll just be searchable on the internet. Ugh.
Guys, I was gonna say, and I'm gonna edit this back so that no one interrupts me. I was gonna say I want to watch regret unfold in a stranger's eyes. That's the only way it's real for me. I'm going to cut that, and I'm going to put it back where I said the thing. And then
Eddie Pepitone has this joke where he goes, what's wrong with me? Why can I only enjoy porn when there's a sense of danger?
That's the only way I enjoy real sex.
She escaped. Or she says something like it's a tag, and everyone's like,
He's so crazy.
So good.
I saw this thing.
I got a Honda Element. It's got lots of room to weep. Anyway.
I saw this thing. I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about it, because I got sent like a pre-copy of it, because Scott Moran made it. Todd Glass is starting a new series, kind of like Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, but it's camping with Todd. And he and Eddie Pepitone and John Doerr go camping for a night. And
it's awesome.
And it's just
three of my favorite people.
And then Zach Galifianakis shows up out of nowhere. It's so fun. He's like, oh, you guys are here? I live right over there. I was coming to borrow something. And then they're all just hanging out at a campfire, just being really funny dudes.
It's awesome. Todd Glass
is hilarious.
Wait
to watch that. Did you guys watch Zach Galifianakis's Between Two Ferns with Hillary?
I didn't. I heard.
I haven't
been
meaning to watch it.
It's funny. Apparently, it was like her idea to do it, which I mean makes sense. She got to get in with the youngins.
Well, and but, Obama did it too. So
right.
It wasn't like
that's
this.
Like when Bill Clinton played saxophone on Nickelodeon.
Yeah. But she
Nickelodeon.
Would.
Nickelodeon. Are you mean on the
Nick News with Linda Ellersby?
No, we played it on Arsenio Hall, man.
No, but he also went on Nick News with Linda Ellersby and played saxophone. Look, Jeff, I was 7. I remember.
They
watch Nick News, dog. How do you think I'm so informed about life?
Yeah, that's how he knows his history.
Why do you think I know what the Civil War was about?
That's how he knows what the Holocaust was really about.
Yeah.
Because of Nickelodeon.
Still confused and like a story's told and then someone isn't slimed. All
right,
go ahead.
That's my frontier justice. So now we slime him, right?
Gotta slime him.
But yeah, she apparently she didn't know what was like what the interview, like the questions beforehand, or people did, but nobody told her because she didn't want to know. Sure. She wanted to like have it be fresh,
live
but
the moment.
He had a Zach was pretty good. It was pretty funny. It was better than the Obama one, I thought.
Obama one was funny.
It was funny.
What did God? He had like he just had some really good ones. I can't even remember what he was saying now. Something like, oh, he's like, so. Are you excited to be the first girl president? And she's going on and goes, you know, for some younger generations, you're going to be the first white president. That's pretty cool, too. And
that's funny.
What else? Did something. Oh, what was it like being secretary? How fast could you type? How does Obama like his coffee? Like himself? Weak? Just had all these little.
Boom.
He plays a Trump ad in the middle of it. He's like, so what are you going to do? What are like three things you're gonna change? She's like, well, and like really starts getting into like some policy and goes, hold on a second, we have a word from our sponsors, and then plays a full Trump ad. She's like, why would you do that? And he's like, you paid me in steaks.
All right, well, let's stop
Check
talking
it.
About it, and we'll just go watch.
Play
it.
Play it right now.
No,
should I Google it?
No, I don't.
Damn
know.
It. Well, we could get 5 free minutes out of this with the. You know, maybe first woman president on our show.
You think we could get Hillary Clinton on this?
I'm just saying we just play it.
And then we can say Hillary Clinton was a guest on our show.
Is there any way we can fudge some numbers?
Featuring
for her
Zach Galifianakis and
no,
Hillary
no, no.
Clinton.
Here's what we do. We cut him out and we ask the same questions that he does. And then we chop it up so that her answers line up with us asking them. And then we say that he stole our bit.
I've actually done that, but it wasn't for anything funny. But I had once ripped a George R.R. Martin interview and like basically asked the same questions and put it on a podcast. And people thought, because I just wanted to see if people would believe it. And people thought that George R.R. Martin was on our podcast. It was really funny. To me.
We should do that. Let's talk about it now so that any of our real listeners in the future will be like, I remember when they talked about
because
this.
Because anyone who's still listening to this episode at this point deserves to know our secret.
Yeah, which is that none of this is real.
Yeah.
We're all recording this from separate mansions via Skype.
Why the fuck am I in this? Why is this my computer simulation?
This basement.
Yeah. Well, why am I ended up? How did I end up?
Look, Jeff, you can
what
record.
What kind of weird choices am
Jeff,
I making
you're
in this
white.
Computer simulation?
Yeah, you're a white straight male. You're at the very tippy top. Some people's computer simulation was to be a slave.
Oh, are we going into like this whole universe is a computer?
I thought we just tiptoed right into there.
Just swoop, slid right in.
Anyway, no, I was just wondering, like, why the. Fuck, I got to do more with this simulation.
That's why I just eat a lot of food, because every time I eat a lot of food, I feel like I'm beating the simulation.
Yeah, that's why I'm just out here slaying puss, dude. Level up.
Oh, man.
Let's never make that noise, Matt. Let's never make that noise. No. Stop.
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
I just muted him.
Bring me back.
Okay.
That's disgusting. You know, that's right up there when a grown man says the word succulent. Ugh.
Unless you're like a sommelier or whatever, whoever would use that
a
word.
Sommelier. Yeah, are you talking about a guy from Somalia?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I meant like talking
know,
about like.
Well, but what if you're eating pomegranate? That's a succulent fruit.
That's a succulent fruit.
Yeah, I didn't really think about one.
Yeah,
since
but
he said
I,
the word
I don't
succulent,
want you to
was...
eat your pomegranate and then just pop up with your juice-covered face and go, it's just real succulent.
I don't think you know how to eat pomegranates. You don't get a juice-covered face. You just
well,
eat one of the little guys
it,
at a time.
If he ate it, it would be it was juice on his face.
Yeah.
No.
I feel like you can only refer to things as succulent if you eat like little bits at a time, like artichoke hearts, maybe.
What
the fuck just
the
got an ESPN notification?
Oh, that was me. Sorry. I didn't even hear it. I was too in the moment.
I got my new iPhone 7 Plus.
Is that that?
That's that.
I thought those were back ordered like a month.
I waited up really late when pre-order started to say order mine.
Mm.
I ordered it like
How
an
is
hour.
It?
Sorry I love it. It's guess. Great. The battery is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah?
Lasts a long ass time.
Like over a day?
Oh, yeah. So that's really cool. Yeah.
How long do you think it'll last that long?
I don't know. My other one did really well. I never had a problem with iPhone batteries. Well, they used to like just drop off the cliff after like 9 months.
Yeah.
But then they changed something with the batteries where it doesn't, if you're charging it like all night and it gets to 100, it stops charging the battery.
Oh, that's good.
Which I think they're doing with pretty much all the phones now, mm-hmm. but and all like laptops and stuff. But before then, yeah, they would just cycle and batteries would just get destroyed. It was the worst.
Those were the dark times.
Yeah, when you would like, you would sell your phone to a guy on Craigslist knowing that the battery only lasted an hour, but there's no real way to check that. You're like, no, it works great. The phone works very well.
Super fast.
Do not ask me about the battery. Look at this, dude. 6 megapixel cam, 2 megapixel cam on the front. Mm. It's got...
How's that wide angle treating you?
3G. What? Pretty cool.
Does he have the new iPhone or something?
Yeah. What?
My daughter has a new iPhone.
The 7?
Or the Plus?
I don't know.
Does it have two cameras on the front?
I don't know anything about iPhones.
Does it have a headphone jack?
Well, then it's new. But does it have two cameras on the back?
I think she has the last. She has the really thin steel one that's kind of squarish.
Oh.
Oh, an iPhone.
What's that?
Nothing.
Yeah, this one is ovular. The speakers are way better on this thing because it's got stereo speakers now.
Good. You can take that shit on the bus with the rest of the assholes.
I thought the last one had stereo speakers.
Mm-mm. No, just had the one at the bottom. So now in here, there's another speaker. So the speaker top and bottom.
Oh, that's what you mean by stereo. Because there were two speakers on the bottom before, right?
Probably. I can't remember. No, but either way, they have now like speakers on both sides.
Oh, so it's stereo. So if you were to put your head directly up against the back of the phone, yeah, you could hear it in stereo.
Well, what I do is every
just
night
put it on your forehead.
Well, if like you, Jeff, every time he wanted to play something off his phone into the microphone, he held the screen at it instead of the bottom,
yeah,
where
this,
the speaker
it would work great.
It would work perfectly. We no one would know that you were being dumb.
Did I tell you this though? My last phone, I had an HTC. The speaker is at the top of the phone, and I just got used to that.
That's what I'm saying. Like it would work.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that's why I do that. But you won't stop making fun of me, and it hurts. It hurts me when
you
make fun of my...
What are you guys going to have for lunch?
My old man phone-isms.
I don't know. I hadn't thought about it.
I'm always thinking about the next step.
I just ate breakfast during this show.
Yeah, usually when I'm eating breakfast, I'm thinking about lunch.
Were you going to bring us pancakes?
Oh, yeah,
because I saw a whole thing on how to make huge, fluffy pancakes. They're like 4 or 5 inches thick. It's like a real cake.
That's like a terrifying
awful
cock.
Yeah. But you still want to see if you can do it, right?
Yeah. I'm still going to try to fit it in my mouth.
Yeah, I'm still going to butter it up and pour hot syrup all over it and just hog down on that beast.
I'm still going to unlock my jaw. Go for it like a snake.
God, I saw an ad at Denny's that they got these new pancakes what are 50% more fluffy, and I don't know how they're measuring that.
Based off paper. 50% more fluffy than cardboard.
Yeah, 50%. No, I think that would be a really fun ad campaign for them to do, is just have like weird scientists measuring fluffiness of pancakes.
Just like scientists playing with a bunch of like cotton and shit.
Just a guy, one scientist grabbing another scientist by his lab coat and shaking him. Don't you understand? That's 50% more fluffy. That's our lifetime of work has come to fruition. We've done it.
Yeah. And then then the other guy slaps him and he's like, get a hold of yourself. But I was thinking like they could have like all kinds of weird invented instruments for measuring the fluffiness of pancakes.
Fluffometer.
Like there's
barometer, fluffometer.
And there's like pancakes floating in like weird, our own ad weird agency. Glowing gel just in like tubes.
They show it measured against a wind tunnel and how it's flapping. Like, oh, this isn't fluffy enough.
And they
should have caught flight.
And they've got like graphs of like how versus like
air,
a regular pancake.
Fluffiness over time.
They show with the smoke in it, they show how the air goes over the pancake, showing out when it starts getting lift that it's got proper fluffiness.
Yeah, they've got like F equals MC squared.
That's great. That's really, really good.
Why don't people pay me for that?
I like.
I'm a fucking genius.
I like when brands cross advertise. You know, I like that. I like it when the Pepsi Coke challenge, that was cool. Cross advertising.
My favorite are the ones that don't make sense, where it's like a guy eating a Snickers and drinking a Gatorade, and it's like
satisfied.
Yeah, like what are you
fulfilled
doing? Yeah.
I love.
Get your energy and your electrolytes. Like, fucking what?
I love Snickers? How demonic Coca-Cola is as a company. Like, all right, yeah. They're like baseline products of Coke products and sodas are just obviously terrible for you.
They're just killing
and
people.
And they murder people constantly. Yeah,
they got Colombian death squads.
Yeah. They kill union leaders constantly and stuff. But then they also own most of the water, and they also own, like, the sports drinks like Gatorade, and still, even though everybody knows it's just sugar, they market it as if it's, like, really good, like, as if Richard Sherman is just chugging Gatorade in between plays.
It's got electrolytes in it. It's got salt in it. It literally does work.
So does coconut water. There's so many things better for you if you're, like...
Coconut water is good.
Yeah, I mean, there's
grapefruit juice is so good.
They're not going to use coconut water. Coconut water doesn't have enough salt in it. That's the whole reason that there's so much sodium in Gatorade. It's to replenish so you don't get cramps. It's literally only if you're exercising and you're supposed to mix it half and half with water. I'm not trying to be contrarian here. I'm just telling you, all sports teams use Gatorade. That's actually what they drink.
But do they really? Okay, well, the sports teams probably cut it, but they don't market it that way. They market the person popping open a bottle of Gatorade and just, like, chugging the whole thing. And Gatorade isn't for, I mean, people, sure, it might be for people who are working out.
Well, they market it to regular
people
who don't
need
it.
Nobody does that. People just...
I think they should do an ad campaign where it's like, remember how you said the Gatorade were, like, they were sweating?
Yeah. Orange
or whatever? I just like to see it if it's, like, a guy and he's, like, strapped down and he's got a ball gag in his mouth.
I'm so happy that my brain was thinking this exact same thing.
He's got, like, nipple clamps attached to something, and he's like, he's tied down, and there's a woman about to whip him. And then it's just, it's a quick tug off the Gatorade. And he's like, are you ready? Performance.
Gatorade. Gatorade can quench your thirst while you quench other desires.
I was thinking the woman would be over him. Gatorade, he would already have at least one whip mark across his chest.
Yeah.
And she's towering over him, and one bead of sweat is running down the middle of her back, and it's orange.
Yeah, perfect. Mm. That's even better. Or I was also,
you know, when
the
you get
one,
that
one
stream
whip mark
right down the center of the back, and like, you just
in slow
that's
motion.
Hot.
Yeah, it is hot. Slow motion when the hand's going back with the cat of nine tails, right? And it's already, there's already the one whip mark, and out of that whip mark is weeping orange Gatorade instead of blood.
Like the wound of our Lord.
And it, but then there's some really even like weirder.
That would be another good
instead
one.
Of like the thirst, it just says quench thyself.
What if they did, what if they
Gatorade,
did the,
quench thyself.
The stations of the cross, which is when Jesus carried his cross to the whatever place it has a name. And like people were stoning him, and he dropped the cross twice, and he's got a crown of thorns, and it's just Gatorade, like the blue one.
And like no, but like, and at the end when they stab Jesus to see if he's really dead, which is insane that that's in there. Like, and then we'll just stab him with a spear to see when he's dead or not. When they stab him, it just shoots out Gatorade all over the place.
They didn't know about pulse checking back then.
No.
Just see.
No, it was
see
they
if
had
the
a
blood
they had
is
a,
separated.
They had a stab first, check later. They had like a just stick it with something.
Yeah.
That was their medical technology back then. It was the equivalent of like sticking him with a stick.
He didn't move.
See if it moves.
I bet he's dead.
Stab him real quick.
He's bleeding, but he ain't crying about it, so
Take him down. Put him in the hole. Why is his mom crying?
Ugh. I'm Tom Shane. Are you looking to have your car fixed but running a little low on money? Well, you have a friend in the stolen car parts. Anyway, I'm sorry. I was just... Why did you guys all go quiet?
Because I was letting you finish your Tom Shane thing. Like, I thought you were going
somewhere with that. You guys both went on your phone, so I went, oh, this is obviously not going well.
No, I wanted you to close out the show with that. So let's dial it back, do it again, close out the show with our sponsor, Tom Shane, Shane Co.
Yeah.
I just thought you guys
were
like,
what are
you doing?
No, I want you to do it.
Oh, okay.
Close us out, Tom Shane.
I'm gonna go get a tuna melt.
Here's a word from our sponsor. It's been great having everyone here this week listening in.
I'm Tom Shane. Now you're thinking to yourself, I can't afford to fix my automobile. Where do I go? Can't trust people. Well, you now have a friend in the stolen auto parts business, Tom Shane. Now, I have friends all over in Puyallup, Fife, other areas in Washington, picking only the finest stolen automobile parts. I don't have anywhere to go with this stupid bit I just thought of. Should have thought of something other than stolen auto parts. But I did throw in a reference to Fife and Puyallup, which I was proud of. You have a friend in the stolen auto parts business, Shane Co. Good night. That was terrible. I tried.